I hear that. Buenos días. Good morning.
The IUTA office is busy, busier than ever. The nonprofit provides legal and social services to these new arrivals. Lawyer Madeline Taylor Diaz works in the Falls Church office.
Sort of the prototypical case is a male teenager from one of the Central American countries, in particular Honduras and El Salvador in this area. But we're starting to see more girls as well as younger children.
Broken down by county, Fairfax has been the sixth most popular destination in America for unaccompanied kids this year. That comes from the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Mark Rosenblum is with the Migration Policy Institute.
Under U.S. law, they're typically placed with a family member in the U.S. if one can be located. And about 15% of those placements have been in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C.
That sudden surge caught many people off guard.
The majority of them are coming here because they face really dire situations at home. I think the violence that is all over the media is, in fact, real, and I hear it every day in stories from my clients. They're facing pretty horrific threats by gangs, by other delinquents, other forces in the society where they live.
Coming up in my next report, after the dangerous journey here, families reunite after years apart.
Pues casi ya ni la conocía.
Andrew Mollenbeck, WTOP News.